Welcome to the Charting Your Course Insight session. Well, at this point, you could probably classify yourself by being in one of three categories. You're someone that knows exactly what you want to go do, and you're ready to do the job search. You're someone that has a pretty good idea of some of the things you might want to do, but you're definitely open to some new ideas. You're someone that has no clue what you want to do or what you can do, and you really would like to have some new illumination as to the possibilities for you out there. Where do my skills transfer? What jobs do my skills transfer into? What industry is most likely to be something that I'll really like to work in? The type of people I work around, I'll enjoy. The types of the long-term benefits of that industry, is it going to be around in 10 years? There's a lot of light that's needed. I think it's been said that most people spend more time planning their next vacation than they do thinking about what their next job search move should be. So clearly you've made the right decision because you're here today. You're going through this analysis, this introspection, and you're starting to cast some light on this, what is normally a very shadow cast process for most people. Now, as a project, I think most of us would like to speed through the planning phase of it so that we can hurry and get to the completion or the job date. I caution you against trying to too quickly go through this and not really go through the sequential order that we have laid out, because you don't want to start pursuing opportunities that you really have no business pursuing, and that through this, through these exercises, you will have been able to eliminate things so that you can actually speed up the job search process by going through it, rather than feeling like if you hurry and get through this, you're going to get to that next job quicker. Let's now begin with an understanding of the end in mind. I want you to really think about, close your eyes if you want, but what is that end? When you retire, who do you want to have been? What type of work do you want to have done? What kind of mark do you want to have been able to make? Think about that end for a minute. As we begin this process, I want you to always work with that end in mind. And I want to help you understand how you get from where you are right now today in steps towards that end. Some of you might be able to get to what that dream end is or what that ideal end is in one step away from where you are now. You might have had that job before you even began this process. So all of you are coming at this from different places, but this is going to be channeled into one path, one process that if you follow, it will have predictable results. Just like somebody who wants to lose weight, if you follow a certain regimen, a certain workout regimen, a certain eating regimen, with predictability, you could lose a certain amount of weight. There's really no difference to this process. If you plug in your background, your skills, your personality profile into a matrix, and we run it against all of the possibilities out there, we will be able to come down to a defined end for you that makes sense and is going to give you the greatest career ROI. I'd like to talk to you right now about career transitions and how you move from where you are to where you want to go. I want to talk to you about what is called your career track. Your career track is broken down into three respective parts: expert track, management track, and individual track, individual contributor track. Individual contributor is someone who does the work one-on-one with the client, or does the individual work without the client, but an accountant, a salesman, a marketing rep, the individual doers of an organization. A management track individual is someone who manages the individual contributors. They don't do the individual contributorship. They're someone who helps the individual contributors do their best work, and they're the managers. The expert track person is someone who the managers report to, but they're not really managing. They're the visionary. They're the person that sees where they want to go, what the strategies need to be, and so forth. As you start to think about what track you are, I don't want you to think about what track you've been, but as you think of the end in mind, I want you to understand something. The best manager wasn't the best salesman, right? Like most companies, it's the Peter principle, right? They promote the individual contributor up to the management role because of his performance or her performance as an individual contributor. That's messed up, right? Just because you're the best salesman doesn't mean you're the best sales manager. Companies are willing to do that, and that's the way most of us go up the corporate ladder. But that doesn't mean that you have to do that, right? Like, you need to know better. I can't tell you how many times we've met with a client and we're talking about what they wanted to do. They took a promotion because it was going to mean more money for them. But then once they started working the hours that they had to work in management, once they were being held accountable for the performance of the team, and the old days where it was just them, their performance was based on them, they're held accountable for their own actions and they weren't responsible for all of the actions of other people, they started to add up how many hours they were working as a manager versus what they worked when they were a salesman. They realized, I was doing a lot better and I actually enjoyed the function of my job as an individual contributor, as a salesman, much better than I do as a manager. So if you want to be a manager, and if managing people is really where you feel like your best work will be done, where your skills are most transferable, where you will enjoy the function of your job most, then by all means, let's look at understanding how we start out potentially as an individual contributor working towards management. But if you are really good at it, being an individual contributor, don't move up that ladder if that's not really where you want to be. And with a true understanding of what you want to do during the day, how you want to pass your time in that function. So we move up the track when we know that ultimately we're an expert thinker. We're somebody who is a visionary, who wants to be able to come up with the objectives and lay out the framework in which the company is going to subscribe to your philosophies and the process that you're going to put in place to achieve those end objectives and goals. That's the kind of person you are. Then let's pursue expert track based on that knowledge of why we're moving in that direction rather than just because we've been told all of our life that that's what you're supposed to do. I can't tell you the job satisfaction that will come by truly understanding your track and following that track based on the model that we've just laid out. I'd like to illustrate this point by giving you a real life example of a past client. Her name is Trina. Now, most people would look at the example that I'm going to give you and say, if you can do that for her, or now that I can see how she was able to do that, I can see how this process can unfold for me. So I like to use this example because I think it really illustrates the step-by-step process one can go through to change where they're at and identify where they want to go and the steps that you normally would follow to get there. Now, the rule that applies to this process usually dictates that you can only make one change at a time. So we're talking about what I call the fit model, right? The function, the industry, and the track. Function is what your job is, right? Accountant, salesman, programmer, CFO. Okay. The track is, again, what we just said, expert, management, or individual contributor. And industry is healthcare, high tech, pharmaceutical, and so forth. Usually you can only change one of those at a time. Now, let's start out with Trina. Trina was in the entertainment industry. She was a dancer, and she was an individual contributor. She wanted to become an upper-level software marketing manager. Okay? Now, she had a bachelor's degree in marketing. So as we began the process, we kind of looked at what she brought to the table at that point, and we started to lay out a strategy for how she would be able to get to that end. The first step we agreed was to, in the position that she was in, let's start to change the function first. So how do we move from being a dancer into marketing? Well, staying in the same industry, staying in the same track, she approached the club owner, and she was able to convince him that she, on her own time, with her own money, would start to do marketing for the club. But she wanted him to track the numbers so that he could tell what kind of impact her marketing had on the club's revenue. So she started that process, and within a few months, the club owner really saw a real increase in clientele, and came to her and said, look, I really like what you're doing. If you would like to, I'll actually pay you to start doing the marketing for the club. So she was able to quit her dancing and do marketing full time. Now, after some time, she was able to go out and talk to other clubs and show them the numbers that she had done for her club and explain, hey, look, I know this industry. I know how to drive traffic to the clubs and get people here. And so if you will give me the opportunity to use my marketing services on your behalf, I'll be able to increase your revenues. So she started to get more clients. At some point, she got enough clients that she was able to move up into management and hire other marketing individual contributors underneath her. So now she moved from the function of being the track of being an individual contributor up to being a manager. At some point, again, she was able to have enough success by training her individual contributors that they were able to grow the company to a point where she became the expert track, where she hired a manager to manage the individual contributors, and now she was at the expert track level that she always wanted to be at. Starting out and staying in the same industry that she started in, but changing her function up to that level now. And the final piece was to move over into the software industry as the last step. She had to take a step down back to management, but then moved up in her function up to the vice president of marketing at a software organization within a 5-year period. So that's the path that she went through, the steps that she went through in order to get to that end. I hope that through that illustration, you're able to see that taking things by a step-by-step process, you're going to be able to lay out a plan to be able to get to that end objective that you're looking for. Now, it has been done that some clients have been able to change 2 out of those 3 in one jump. But it's very rare, and usually you have to have a pretty good lead or contact that's going to be able to help you get in front of someone who will actually let you talk to them about your abilities and persuade them that you can really do that position. But normally I'd say you should focus on changing one of those at a time as you move towards that end objective. The first exercise I'd like you to begin with is your target assessment. What do you know about yourself at this point? Do you know what skills you have and what skills you want to use in your next job? Do you know what the job title is? Do you know what industry you want to work in? Do you know what track it is that you're on and what track you want to be on if it's different? Do you know what your bare bones minimum salary requirements are, that if you found the dream job economically, what's the minimum amount of money that you could work for? And then what's your target salary? What do you think is realistic and what you'd really like to shoot for and work towards in identifying opportunities that you think would pay that amount of money? Once you've completed that, you'll have an understanding for yourself of what holes there are and where we're going to need to focus on and kind of sharpen the picture for yourself and spend a little bit more time until you can complete some of those specific items.